In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Not heard too many people come out and say, is Shador's performance not good?
No, that's what made this fun, though, is that it's unequivocal.
Yes.
Yeah. The biggest thing I saw was somebody in the media suggesting something about it being like a bad third quarter. And it's like, all right, you're right. But it's like, are we going to get that nitpicky with this in this third NFL start? That's what we're going to do? We're going to go down to like every quarter has to be the greatest quarter you've ever seen, or else we got to just pinpoint and be like, bad third quarter. But then he overcame. And it's like, all right, guys.
No, I mean, every good quarterback in the NFL plays for just unimpeachable quarters in every game.
That's it. I mean, it's as if a game doesn't have flow and rhythm to it, and there's other circumstances around all that. And okay, whatever. Neither here nor there.
I just think when it comes to what you saw, there's something you just said there that boosted something. The first two games, if you were a Shador supporter, you saw enough that you could, hey, this is what I was talking about, right? Mm-hmm. But if you were a Shahater, you saw enough to kind of, you know, stoke your flame. This was the first definitive game by any Browns quarterback. There wasn't a game with Joe Flacco that I could say definitively he was excellent or he was awful. Well, actually, that's not true. I couldn't say it in the positive. I could only say it in the negative.
We had some negatives, yeah.
Yeah. Dylan Gabriel, I could only say it in the negative, right? Like, even the Miami game. I was watching that game, and I was like, guys, he actually left points on the table. He was bad yesterday. He just happened to get buoyed by an incredible defensive performance and winning the game.
The Minnesota game. It was a stretch for a lot of people.
Like, even if you try and, Shador lost the game. Did he, or did the defense give up a lot of big plays? And did Kevin Stefanski coach his way out of a win?
And I will tell this to people, too. And I've not checked the PFF grades myself because I just forgot about it until right now. I can check them. I promise you the PFF grades are not going to be as kind as people want them to be, because PFF, they are going to be very hard on that interception. That's PFF's grading system in general. They look at an interception like that, and they'll be hard. He graded out as the third best offensive player on the team. He got a 76.2 rating.
We'll take it.
It's not. Is that the world's greatest performance by PFF? No, of course not. Yeah. It isn't. There's a lot of room for growth in that, according to PFF. But they're very harsh.
Big Stefanski.
Well, they're very harsh on interceptions. And Njoku graded out as the best, and then Fannin graded out as the second best.
216-474-0092. So I reiterated in the previous segment, I'm ready to see Stefanski gone. I saw more evidence of it. I think Stefanski is checked out, and I think that's a fair criticism of him. And yet, as furious. I mean, for multiple hours yesterday, I was furious with Stefanski, and somehow, because of the way Shador played, specifically in the fourth quarter, when it mattered the most, I came away more encouraged about Shador than I was mad at Stefanski. And guys, I've been mad at Stefanski for 2 years.
And I think that's kind of the fun part about today, is we get to talk about the encouraging sides of things, and we don't just get to sit here and complain about Stefanski, because it feels like we have a bunch of things we can yell about with Stefanski in regards to yesterday's game.
Let's go with Ben in Cali. Ben, welcome to the show.
My mans, what's up with my brothers?
Not a whole lot, buddy. Man? How you doing?
Man, I am good. Quick, I just don't want this to go unspoken and hammered down. For months and months, there have been one or two very well-respected Cleveland pundits, media personalities, who said they have heard reports from the front office how dumb Shador is. He can't play football, doesn't understand a pro-style offense, kind of insult to Pat Shurmur, if you ask me. But then he gets zero reps. Kevin Stefanski admits that his first time ever taking a snap with the ones or the twos was the Ravens game. He had been named the backup quarterback the week before. That's bad football. You don't allow your backup to get a snap. But then, so all of a sudden, he has the best quarterback day out of everybody in 3 weeks of practice. But that's the dummy that doesn't understand how to play football, doesn't understand the plays. And I respect the reporter yesterday asking Stefanski, putting him on spot, like, hey, you know that did Shador check out of that play to the Fanning? He was like, yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. He checked out of whatever BS play he called.
Now, who are the pundits by names?
Yeah, please give us names.
Anybody on this station?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I like you guys. You know what I mean? I don't want to put that's you guys call. In jeopardy.
Well, I think we've been the guys too, like, if we're being honest about this.
No, that's what I'm saying. I respect it. You call it straight down the middle. If you think it's bogus, it's bogus. If you think it's right, it's right. I appreciate it. I'm not a really big fan of, I don't want to say anybody's name because I don't want to start off this beef with you guys. Man, I'm out here in sunny California living my best life. I don't want to start trouble. But we all know who the main two people are who just disliked Shador from the beginning, possibly because of who his dad is, right? Maybe had a bad interaction with, Prime back in the 90s is what it is. Shador can never do good. The day after he gave the projects electricity and ice cream,
Ben, Ben, great stuff, buddy.
Thanks,
I appreciate you. I was really hoping for a name.
Hey, well, you know what the name he was going to say there.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't even say that name.
Yeah, you can say that name, any of the names, really. Just don't say Zach Jackson or Josina Anderson right now.
Ben made a business decision on our behalf, and so I think that was a nice thing by him, maybe. Because I think he was just going to name our weekly guests.
But Ben,
and that's
Ben,
all it was going to be.
I will say, buddy, if you name names, I mean, that we are the show that name names.
But he makes a good point, and this has kind of been what's been driving me insane, is the idea that, again, people are going to turn around and be like, 3 weeks, all of a sudden, Stefanski really did it, but we haven't heard that today. We've not heard that today, and so it's good. People acting as if like a light bulb went on for Shador because Stefanski was able to unlock something, and I don't believe that's true.
All right, so this is what I struggle with. This is the catch 22. I do think that Kevin Stefanski delayed Shador's development by not giving him a chance to earn the opportunities that Dylan was just blatantly given. I said earlier today, I cannot escape this idea of, man, if you had just given Shador every rep that you had given Dylan since day one, would Shador have been this guy 5 weeks ago and the season would look wildly different?
Mm-hmm.
I cannot escape that.
Yeah.
At the same point, there's a part of me that's like, well, all right, does Kevin deserve any sort of credit for how well Shador played, given on how Shador looked against Vegas and how he looked against yesterday.
I feel like he's performing in spite of Stefanski, but that's kind of how I look at this with the offensive line that's down to four backups and then the fact that he had three different pass catchers, but really none of them are particularly good at this point. Although Jerry Jeudy, you made a great play. Let's stay in that conversation. I feel like this is a lot of him performing in spite of the people around him. There's credit to be given in certain spots, though. I don't want to completely ignore the idea that Stefanski's clearly done something to at least give him a chance to be able to do what he did yesterday, because he handcuffed him 2 weeks ago in that San Francisco game. So the credit I will give is the idea that he was at least open-minded enough to let Shador see the whole field this week.
Except for the 2-point conversion. Oh, you're saying it in a different way.
I'm saying it in a different way.
Okay, but even like that, like, guys, I feel like maybe Kevin Stefanski ignored Shador Sanders' existence until 3 weeks ago? Yes. The same point, Shador looked really good at points in the pocket yesterday. That doesn't happen just because Shador showed up.
Well, so part of me wonders, and I guess I would love to find out who in who around the Browns were the ones that were actually doing this? Was that Stefanski? Because I'll give Stefanski, I'll dump a whole credit bucket on his front lawn if like he's the reason why, with like daily footwork sessions and everything else, that has got him to a spot where obviously you saw the results that existed yesterday. But as far as I can tell right now, and again, well, I'm open to more information, but as far as I can tell right now, if I believe Stefanski was part of the like the big reason why we saw some sort of change, I wouldn't be the person saying you need to fire Stefanski. I'd be the person saying Stefanski's along for the ride now, and I don't feel that way. And because I don't feel that way, obviously, that's my answer.
216-474-0092. Does Kevin Stefanski get credit for the jump in Shador's play from the first week against the Raiders to this week and how well he looked there? Let's go with Mike in Stowe. Mike, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, guys. How we doing?
Doing all right. What you got for us?
So, you know where I stand on this. I'm not going to change my opinion of this by the week or by the game, and I'll get to a couple of things. Shador looked a lot better.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And he's doing it with the same crappy line that everybody's been playing with all year. So good for him. He's showing a little bit of promise, and I do like seeing it. The second lowest completion percentage in the NFL right now. Nobody's talking about that. He's got to work on that. But he is moving in the right direction. Let's get to the coach part of it. So I hear so many people call up here saying about conspiracy theories about, you know, Kevin Stefanski's so busy trying to keep things from being a certain way and spending way more of his time trying to make it bad for him than when he should have been doing it good. And it's so hard to listen to. It really tells you what sometimes people spend way too much time thinking about, which is just the basic facts. We have a terrible offensive line, and our defense lost us the game yesterday. Not our offense, not Kevin Stefanski. Yeah, you can talk about the two-point conversion, whether or not he should be all over the special teams or whatnot. But our defense gave up 31 points to, you know, that crappy team from Tennessee, who has one win all year. So let's just go there and not – let's talk more about that. And, again, I've been on here telling you guys from the very beginning, we are not supposed to win a lot of games this year. And, again, at this point in the season – why we'd even be talking about trying to win 7 or 8 or how much different that would be, I don't get it. Nobody wants to contend that except people saying, oh, well, we got to get the culture of losing out of here. Look,
Mike, you know, Mike, we've got, Mike, real players, quick, buddy. Right? We have people in the Cleveland media saying under no circumstances is Kevin Stefanski losing his job. That's why the conversation's happening. Because there's a fair amount of people in town who think that's bat bleep crazy that decision's already been made.
But the things aren't true, Nick. They're not facts. They're just speculation.
What isn't true?
What you're saying right now is you think that Kevin should have been doing more for Shador all season. Well, what?
By the way, Mike, I've said that since training camp. I've said it was asinine that Dylan Gabriel was getting some sort of magical treatment that Shador wasn't. All right? And the reason being is there should be no difference between the two. It's a third and fifth round pick.
So what? We already talked about the draft pick don't matter. It's enough of where he was drafted. You said at the beginning of the year that doesn't matter, and it doesn't matter now either. So the bottom line is this. I'm just going to ask you one quick question. You've all talked about firing this guy, and you got torches and pitchforks, and half this town, maybe a little more, does.
But again, do you guys, anybody out there know what a tank season looked like? That's what this is.
He's trying to win, Mike. He is trying to win. Why would Kevin Stefanski want to tank after winning three games last year?
Because we still don't have enough talent to win.
Why does Kevin Stefanski care about that? Two straight three-win seasons gets your ass fired, no matter who the GM is or no matter what the picks are.
And about that, let's talk about what has he been working with and why hasn't he had it? Because of him?
What about the defense? Can the defense develop players? No, I can't do this, Mike. I'm sorry. One, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I lost his point seven times.
The whole point, we've been grading this thing. Listen, if you want to talk about other shows that ping pong back and forth and flip flop every other day, depending on how the sun shines, that's fine. You didn't tell me that this season was going to be a bad season first. We told you in January when we called out to everyone, guys, they were bad last year and they weren't bad on purpose and they're going to be bad again. All right. This idea, I just do not, there's no defense of Kevin Stefanski. Stop acting like he's Oliver Twist asking, please, sir, can I have some more?
Yeah, and it's important we continue to talk about it because, as you mentioned, right now it feels like it's almost split between people in the media as to what's going to happen. And like if you just kind of let it pass, you're not going to get the end result that we want here. And yeah, I know it sounds harsh, but it's like I want Stefanski gone. I think he's a nice guy. I think he'll have success maybe in other spots, maybe not as a head coach, but maybe as an offensive coordinator.
I think he's Pat Shurmur. I think he's a hell of a human being that can't coach his way out of a paper bag.
In many ways, I kind of want to set him free of this whole situation. I think at this point, Stefanski might look at it as a firing, as like a thank goodness I get to be out of this, because he's not cut out for this here. Not here. Not at this time.
All I hear every day from people that want to defend Stefanski is, you just know he's going to go somewhere else and be good. It's 6 years. It's 6 years. You guys are acting like when they fired Shurmur after 2 years. Like, I do not understand. By 6 years, you have a wealth of information on a coach. Do I think Kevin is an awful coach? No, I shouldn't have said the can't coach his way out of a paper bag. But he's not a good enough coach, right? Like, there are coaches in the NFL who, simply because you have them, you're going to have some chance of competitiveness in the season. That's McVay. That is Mike Tomlin. That is John Harbaugh. And that their low water marks are six, seven, not three damn games. When you lose three games 2 years in a row, it tells me you're not a good enough coach. Just because you're not Hugh Jackson doesn't mean you're a good coach. There is no defense of Kevin Stefanski. And every time you try and put just one nodule of blame on this guy, he is the Teflon Don. Is it because he's a zaddy? Is it because he's just a hot zaddy? Piece of beefcake? Is it because some of y'all want that business? Is that what it is?
What's a zaddy?
I swear, this is Cliff Kingsbury. If Kevin Stefanski looked like my fat ass, there's another 10% of people in this town that would be
Kingsbury
out on
already got. You didn't have that long in Arizona.
Jeez.
You didn't have that long
almighty,
in Arizona.
Almighty, guys.
It's tough. Listen, it's tough. I feel like we've done this show for over a year, though. You know what I mean? We started talking about and really saying that we'd fire Stefanski over a year ago. Last year we did this. We did this at the end of the season. It didn't do anything. It didn't get what we wanted done. And ultimately, what I want to have happen is I want a new head coach. I'm tired of this coach. I don't think he's particularly good at this job, and I want to see something new. That's not so hard, guys. And it's after 6 years. I would think the majority of you guys would as well.
You guys just put everything on Stefanski, like wins and losses, like performance of the quarterback position.
Every week we're complaining about major blunders that he has. I don't understand how it always goes unchecked.
Like penalties, like team, like simple stuff, like procedural penalties.
Our buddy Aaron Schatz, by the way, tweeted out that the Browns special teams since 1975, it's the sixth worst special teams according to his metrics in NFL in the entire NFL in that stretch.
And not Kevin Stefanski's fault. That's Jimmy Haslam's fault.
Like, I mean, what else do you want to blame this on, guys?
You know what? That's Gage Larvadan's fault. That's what it is.
Before Shador in this last week, it was unquestionably the worst offense in the NFL. One Albert Breer had said the worst offense he's seen in the previous 3 years. So you have an all-time bad special teams, and what was, until last week, or really yesterday, an all-time bad offense, but none of this falls on him?
But, JP, he's only the head coach. right?
Yeah. He's only the guy at the top.
Head coach. That's
as an offensive mind?
Yeah.
By the way, going through 13 quarterbacks?
And by the way, having a defensive head coach basically in Jim Schwartz. But he gets all the credit for the defense. I'm about to turn into Mike. We like Mike and Stowe. It's okay. It's a great Monday here. We had some, Shador played really well. It's okay. We're all right. We're okay. We're all right.
It'll be all right. Just say it one more time.
We're okay.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.